Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, we have Mulana Musa Akudi Hafidhahullah. We know how long, alhamdulillah, doing programs for us in the mornings. And yesterday we got the sad news, and we know Quran Sharif teaches us, Alladhina idha asabatum musibah, qalu inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So when we saw this message yesterday, as I told Mulana just earlier, I was shocked. I didn't know if it's Mulana's family or not. And thereafter, it was confirmed. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for Mulana and the family. Before we greet Mulana, let's start with the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because if it's not for the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Mulana will even advise us more on this, we wouldn't find a comforting way. But because things, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam experienced these aspects of life and the vicissitudes of life, they call it, and how he responded, this teaches us and this gives us hope and this gives us, keeps us positive even in such sad moments. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got the news, and what was the response? The response was, Inna lillahi ma akhadha wa lahu ma a'ta wa kullu shay'in 'indahu bi ajalin musamma faltasbir waltahtasib. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had mentioned, to Allah belongs all that He takes, and to Him belongs all that He gives. Everything has an appointed time, appointed term with Him. So you should exercise patience and be hopeful of reward for your patience. Another hadith, beautiful hadith, and this is for Mulana, inshallah, before we introduce Mulana. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari. يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. So this is hadith al-Qudsi. مَا لِعَبْدِ الْمُؤْمِنِ عِنْدِي جَزَاءٌ إِذَا قَبَضْتُ صَفِيَّةُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا ثُمَّ احْتَسَبَهُ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla is mentioning hadith al-Qudsi. When I take away a beloved of my believing servant, and he exercises patience in anticipation of reward, then he can have no recompense from me except for paradise. So these words of solace, these words of comfort, comes from hadith al-Qudsi, comes from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first hadith, which is also the hadith of Bukhari and Muslim. Let's welcome Mulana Musa. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mulana Zaid Saab and the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba.
Mulana, I know it is a different moment for you and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we see that verse, Inna awliya, ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahsanun, that they experience no pain and grief. But when we look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, when we look at the lives of the pious and the saints, they go through difficulties. Then we ask, what's the meaning of this pain and grief? There's no pain and grief. But then we realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also makes it easy for those who go through these difficulties. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for yourself. And we make dua yesterday as well. Mufti Saab made dua this morning before when we started as well. We made dua. And the dua is, Allahumma ghfir laha, warhamha, wa'afiha, wa'afu anha, wa'akrim nuzulaha, wa'usi' mudkhalaha, واغسلها بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقها من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس.
آمين.
Mulana, it is a disturbing time. But Mulana, what's going through your mind at this time when you got the news as well?
Alhamdulillah, wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadhi alladhina astafa amma ba'd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us consolation. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the noble Quran, Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut, that each one of you shall taste death. And at the same time, when somebody passes away, then Mawlana mentioned some beautiful verses and Bukhari Sharif narrations, etc. But the common person recites, and this is one of the azkar in the Naqshbandi silsila as well, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We have to remind ourselves constantly that we belong to Allah, and to Allah is our return. Taking this in mind, she was an amanat given to to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a short space of time, for a long space of time. Alhamdulillah, we cherished very, very many beautiful moments in our lives. And just last week, I told her, I said, you know what? I had a nickname for her. I should call her Fee. Her name was Firoza, and I would say, Fee, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must let you enter through any door into Jannah. So she smiled. She said, Ameen. Then I said, no, not just walking on the wings of the angels. And then she giggled a little bit and she said, Ameen, you know. So she had that character. And I even knew that a week later, she is no longer going to be with me. This morning when I woke up, there's no companion by my side. A life that I cherished for 47 years. And, you know, jokingly, I would tell her, you know, when I got married to you, it was cradle snatching. Because she was hardly 15 at the time. And I thank her marhum parents also for giving her to me. Exemplary qualities, a character unparalleled, champion of the poor. You know, there's people now in the flats. When she'd cook, I'd say, why do you cook so much? She says, Abi, just leave me alone. And then there was a share for those people who lived in the flats. And they would come and asking Auntie Firoza, generosity knew no bounds. She would, you know, when a beggar would come at the door, you know, find street kids or anything like that, then I tell her, you know what, just get one slice of bread and fold it into half. Then she tells Abi, well, this fill your stomach. No? Then she gives two slices of bread and she'll put something elaborate in between as well and then I'll give it to the man. She says, Allah provides, it's not us. Allah provides, and she would love to entertain as well. There were times in her life when the Akabirin came here, Haji Faruq Saab, Sulfikar Saab. And then at that particular time, I remember one lady solo, she would prepare food, you know what I mean, for 30, 40 people. There was no problem. And she would always say, you know what, there's barakah in your house when the guests to come. So she had some remarkable qualities. You know, on Fridays, she would just go and say, I'm calling all the children. And I've got 6 children, you know, and my grandchildren, about 18 of them. No, they must come and have you my hair. And then she would just prepare. So she had a very, very, very big heart. But the outstanding features of her life was she was tahajjud guzar, alhamdulillah, every day without fail. And then she was an avid listener of Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain's program in the early part of the morning. I told her, you know what? Do me a favor. I get the podcast from Mufti Saab. You can listen to the podcast a little later on. She tell me, she says that, you know what? It's not like listening to it live while Mufti Saab is on air. And she would listen to Mufti Saab. She wouldn't want to miss a Q&A program or anything like that, you know. And she really enjoyed those moments with Markaz Sahaba, you know, in our homes. Alhamdulillah, you know, I thank Flywell also that and New Heights was, there was a time that afterwards, 2-3 years that we went for Hajj. And, you know, there was no quota in those particular days, so she accompanied me on those particular journeys as well. And just recently now, you know, there was a tour taken by Salam Media, Brother Ayub Darabai, and then Hafiz Ziyad Mehter. Every year, Ramadan time, without fail, Hafiz Ziyad. And during the year, Brother Ayub Darabai and Salam Media, they would say, no, Appa must go with. And she would accompany me on the trips. And now, just a little over a month back, we went to Wadi Ram. We stayed in those bubble tents, you know. And I told her, oh, it's like being on honeymoon. And she smiled so much, you know, you're young at heart. And then, you know, we went into Petra and all those places. So she had some very, very beautiful moments. And she repeatedly told me, this trip to Masjid al-Aqsa was unreal. I enjoyed it so much. And her desire was that, you know what, from Masjid al-Aqsa, I want to go and perform Umrah and then go to Medina Munawwara. So I told her, don't worry, inshallah, later in the year, I'm going to take you on that particular trip. And she went on to a trip beyond, a much more beautiful trip. So, I can't thank her enough. She looked after my mother when my mother had a stroke for a number of years. And that's not all. My father, for very, very, very many years after my mother had passed away, she looked after my father. And you know, what care, you know, more than what a person can look after her own father is what she did. And I remember my uncle, the demise of my father, came and told her, he says that, you know, Firoza, the way you looked after my brother, nobody would have looked after. My sister told her, you looked after our father more than what we could ever do for our father. So this was a dedication, you know, food on time, medicine on time. I myself also, you know, my vitamin tablets or anything for high blood pressure or anything like that, she would remind me and take it, you know. And everything was found, my clothing, you know. When I traveled, she packed the bags. Now there's a specific bag in which all our Hajj items stayed for Umrah or anything like that, or Masjid al-Aqsa. She knew everything where it is, and I had nothing to worry about. Now, you know what, that part of me has left me. It leaves a vacuum in your life. You feel sad, you feel grieved and everything. But I just made dua. I said that, ya Allah, you know what, she's a Jannati. So, oh Allah, but just make it, forgive me for all my transgressions in my life, that I can spend my life with her in Jannah, in the eternal abode. So I can just imagine like Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha was such a marvelous, great personality, you know, who stood with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through thick and thin, and you know, through the whole period of Nabuwat and beyond and everything. And yeah, there was this young 15-year-old girl who came into my life and just stood by me all the time, encouraging me at every moment, you know, and a very, very good mother. She looked after the children and the grandchildren. I'm going to give you a little bit of an anecdote now, Murana Zaid. You know, I've got my grandchildren. My youngest son is staying with me here, and he's got three children. So the eldest one, his name is Abu Bakr. So Abu Bakr says, I'm going to be sleeping with daddy tonight. So when the children occupy your bed, then you know what? They kick around and sleep this way, that way. Then you don't have a comfortable sleep, so I should go sleep in the room next door. So I had an arrangement with him. I tell him, look here now, Abu Bakr, one night. So he laughs and he tells me, no, he says, no, two nights for him and one night for me. So this is a game we should play. And then my other two grandchildren also want to sleep with daddy. So yeah, they will also have their moments that daddy is no longer here, you know. But anyway, we happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She was 61 years old and she has this aneurysm. And she was just telling me, I got a little bit of headaches. And then on Saturday, and on Sunday, she was at the farm where my daughter is in Pradell. It's not very far from the airport. And she, I think it was around 10 o'clock, she told my son, she says, you know what, my head is paining a lot, you know. And then at that time, I think she had this first vein and aneurysm. And then what happened is severe pain. And in the afternoon, she vomited a little bit. And then she collapsed at around just past 4 o'clock. And then my son called the paramedics, the ambulance, and they took her to the closest facility nearby, that is RVP Kempton Park. And then she never opened up her eyes again thereafter, you know. And then they called the entire family in and they told the family that she's just living off a life support system. And, you know, you could say your rights, last rights, and everybody. She went away very peacefully, and I want every person to listen to the dua she made every day, numerous times. Allahumma barik lana fil mawti wa fima ba'd al mawt. And another dua that she should make is Allahumma hawwin alayna sakaratil mawt. So, you know, she just left us like just our bird flies out of the cage, and alhamdulillah, she had no pangs of death, nothing whatsoever. Exact recipient of the faith that she had in these du'as that she made constantly. Allahumma barik lana fil mawti wa fima ba'd al mawt. And another one, Allahumma hawwin alayna sakaratil mawt. So there's so much I can speak about my wonderful wife. But this time comes, you know what I mean, firaq, separation takes place. It happened to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. And it happened in year as well. But I didn't expect it. I always thought to myself that I will be the first one to go because of my age factor. And then she, But to man ahabba niqa Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu, the one who loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet them, she's going to that pleasant abode, first stages of the stages of the hereafter. So I request all the listeners of Markaz Sahaba to sincerely make dua for her maghfirah, for her elevated status, and subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep every male spouse like the spouse that I hear. Unparalleled in her character, in her humility, in her compassion, in her mannerism, in her ways, you know, in her dedication, in her sacrifices, everything. Perfect in every sense, you know what I mean? And I'm not exaggerating, I'm saying things as they are. So, alhamdulillah, she was a flower of Jannah, and she found her abode again.
Allah make it easy. And Mulana, when we hear of all of these inspirational lessons, we find that there's no replacement now for going forth to replace these women of such note. When you look at the way they, just that factor which Mulana mentioned about feeding, and we look today, this it's all gone. It's like as we're bearing these people, their qualities and all of this is also being buried. But we hope, inshallah, that lessons are being learned, legacies will be followed hereafter. And just before, we don't understand the value as well of passing away on a Monday. And I didn't understand this as well till a few weeks ago, and then when we did research on it, and it's the hadith of Bukhari. So I'd like to share it here as well, where Imam Bukhari rahimullah has put this chapter, Babu Mauti Yawmil Ithnain, the chapter on passing away on a Monday. And in there it's mentioned, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was there, Aisha radiallahu anha was sitting there, and he asked her, what day is it today? And Sayyiduna Aisha radiallahu anha, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha mentioned today is Monday. And he said that, I hope I pass away sometime between this morning and this night. So that desire of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, how he wanted to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every way. And some things, you can't, there's some things which is inherent, such as children, four daughters. A person can't say, I'm going to definitely follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and have four daughters. That's the will of Allah. So certain things like this, it is Allah's favor. So alhamdulillah, on a Monday and in this month of Rabiul Awal, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant a Jannah, Jannatul Firdaus. Allah make it easy for you as well. And when I, just a few months ago, my mother-in-law had passed away, the only thing that I feel that when people pass away is their lessons will live. We can go into a depression, but that's, it's not profitable for those people. But when we teach them, like Mulana has taught us so many lessons here, and how many listeners, inshallah, will feel inspired once again that we are lacking, missing. Sometimes in our houses, we don't understand why there's so much of darkness. And then the visitor comes and he takes away all that darkness and so many arguments, and it's sort of their mercy. These are major lessons which we need to learn. And one of my major concerns of our youth, of our generation, and even going forth, is this year where we are losing out not just the women folk and their good qualities of the past. We're not speaking about 200 years back. These are women just recent, and they still had their qualities of the pious, of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, maybe definitely not to that extent, but they had it ingrained in them. My mother was in Masjid al-Aqsa, I think it was this last trip, was it? And my mother phoned me from Masjid al-Aqsa, and she said, I'm just sitting here. And we were just talking, Mulana Musa Akudi and them were in, of course, in the next door room, and my mother was sitting with the family of Mulana Musa, Marhuma, we say, Rahimahullah, Rahimahullah. So she said, I'm shocked she's listening to they playing Markaz Sahaba here, and we are in this noble lands of Masjid al-Aqsa and just staying here, and we were shocked. And I think it was some moon sighting or something of that sort. And my mother was saying that's when she realized that Mulana Musa comes on our programs and this all, and then it was different after that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for your sabr, your patience, and inshallah we'll hear more of you and more lessons will come out, inshallah. As a last message, Mulana.
She was very proud of, she loved Durud a lot, and she have a counter with her at all times, and, you know, punctured on 1,000 Duruds every day as well. And, you know, sometimes I think to myself, hey, you know what, I just need to leave the house in a hurry, I've got some work. Then I reminded myself, I said, but you know what, this wonderful lady I live with never ever misses an Ishraq. So I'll just go and read my Ishraq Salat. And then she would slip into even read her charged Salat. And she would tell me, she says, you know, for your rosy and for your sustenance, and then punctually reciting Surah Waqi, all the Musnu Duas and everything. So Alhamdulillah, Summa Alhamdulillah, she was champion in all those particular aspects. So, you know, perfection is something, or, you know, I can't take out a single fault. Not even 50 cents worth of fault or anything in my wife. She was a perfect wife, you know, anybody could ever wish for. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen her for me. You know, quickly, Maulana, you know, in the young days when you want to get married, then there was this story amongst the ladies, the girls. Maulanas are very cheeky, you know. They hit the children in the madrasa. Now, you must have compassion, because Allah Ta'ala says, Ar-Rahman, Allama al-Qur'an. Allah is Rahman. He's merciful, and He teaches the Qur'an. So teachers must realize that you must have compassion. Children will love you, you know. When you leave madrasa also, they speak highly of you and everything. So, alhamdulillah, you know what I mean? That was the case. And, you know, Maulana don't earn a lot of money as well. You know, when we used to, they were like, Maulana Muhammad Dayasaf should say, he says, when the money is finished, there's still plenty of month left, you know. But through those difficult periods also, then. So I said, but didn't you consider those things? Because I don't know what other girls may have thought. And she says, no. You know, when you proposed, my parents were happy. And I was also extremely happy, you know. And I said, you know, I thank you for accepting my proposal. Later on in life, you know what I mean? We're still young at this age as we were together. And I would tell her, you know, I thank you so much for accepting my proposal. I really appreciate it, you know what I mean? I don't know how to thank you enough. So that's the type of caliber she was. Alhamdulillah, she gave her life for me.
Ameen. And I've heard people, I must say, I've heard a lot of people who've lost their wives and spouses. But this is the first time I've heard such with deep, sincere meanings and speaking so highly. The once I was at the janaza and I'm greeting, it was a doctor many years back. And I went to go greet him, and we're still putting the sand on. Just completed, and everyone's going to greet, and I greeted him, and I was expecting to, you know, like experience certain emotions. He looked at me, he said, you better come tonight, supper tonight. I was still today, I can't get over that maybe perhaps she was so sick that he felt that that's the only way I can come to, but still, I mean, that emotions where you still worried about that supper tonight, like you better come tonight, it's supper. But I haven't heard such deep meanings and words and meaningfully praising a spouse like this after their departure. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for her and for your family, Mulana, as well. Your grandchildren, I know they take it quite difficult, especially those, because nani is nani. Now, my children, when they lost their nani, it's now like still every day we're speaking something or something, they tell me or something. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite you all in Jannah, inshallah.
Ameen.
And continue sharing with us the lessons, inshallah.
Jazakallah
khair. Make dua for us, and inshallah, we'll hear from you soon. And
Jazakallah khair. We request everybody else also make dua for us. You as well. Jazakallah khair.
Jazakumullah khairan for sharing time with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.